Warning. Warning.
This show contains mature content. Listener discretion is advised.
Are you ready to get your mind blown?
One angry New York City lawmaker decided to start a radio show. Determined to piss the world off by shoving a mirror in front of society's face. He kicked them in the balls.
What are you? Who are you?
This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show. Crotch Shot Radio Show.
This is not a test. This is a broadcast transmission.
We're going to stay on the air.
And now, the weepy. The weepy.
Welcome to the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. We are on an active war against bullshit. We would do anything and everything to expose bullshit. The ends sometimes justify the memes. So if you're angry and want the truth exposed, then strap in and prepare to be shocked. This is Smash Mouth Talk. If you can't accept that, then fuck off. I'm your host, Louis B. I takes no bullshits from no ones. Actually, expose the bullshit of society and chop it up into easy-to-digest chunks just for you. Today won't be any different. Today, I am honored to have a special guest. Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you a man who is burning up the fashion game. CEO and founder of BeardsInBellies.com, I introduce to you Anthony Christopher. Anthony, how are you?
Hey, how you doing? Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Actually, the reason why I wanted to have you on, you followed me on the Instagrams.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing popped up at me. You have a you are a fashion retailer that caters to the big size gentleman.
Yeah, I'm a big dude myself. Mm-hmm. So there's not a lot of stuff out there for us, so that I just do my part and try to contribute to the community, you know?
Yeah. I mean, and it kind of brings up, this is something I've been talking about for a while on this show, is the body positivity movement.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like they don't really cater to men, really.
Well, I mean, just my outlook on that, men are a lot different than women when it comes to, mm-hmm. I guess, body positivity. I mean, I can't speak for all men, but myself, mm-hmm. I mean, it is what it is. I am who I am. So for men that do have those body positivity issues,
right,
it's just more of a mental thing. You need to get right with yourself. Once you get right with yourself, it don't matter what anybody else thinks.
Right. I mean, but still, it's, it's like men, it's like still okay for men to be shamed for their weight, and it's okay for us to be ridiculed or even passed over when it comes to dating or relationships. When it comes to the body positivity movement, the only men you really see that are involved with that are gay men. I mean, nothing against gay men, but I mean, it's not really caters to like heterosexual men.
True, but I mean, that's just the culture that we live in. Mm-hmm. I mean, just like when majority say men aren't supposed to cry, it's kind of the same thing. You know, we just weren't raised that way.
Right.
We were raised in a way to keep everything inside. Something bothers us, deal with it yourself, or put it away and just forget about it. So, yeah, I would agree. For males, it's an issue that we deal with on our own. But again, that just like what I said before, just comes with mental toughness and just confidence, pretty much. I mean, once you can get a grasp on that, in my opinion, doesn't matter. You know, it's unfortunate that these issues exist, but I mean, pull your pants up and you got to deal with it.
Exactly. So what made you start Beards and Bellies?
You know, it's a funny story. One of my good friends, his name is Dewan, back in the day on Instagram when hashtags first started going on, he started hashtagging Beards and Bellies. He's a big dude like myself, has a beard, and I love that hashtag. And we talked about it. This was probably about 5-6 years ago. And I was like, man, we got to start something with it. Let's do something. Nothing never happened with it. Probably about 5 years. Nothing ever happened with it. And then I started working on my other company, Draws Brand Co., which is a men's underwear line. And I started figuring out how to do retail online and just learn a bunch of things. And I was like, you know what? While I'm learning this, let me put that Beards and Bellies idea together and put it up there and let's see how it does. And that's how it started. I mean, it was a thought from years ago, and then I found the opportunity to do it now just by learning and gaining information, and now it's here.
So what made you, what inspired you to see if there was a market for to cater to the plus-size gentlemen?
Myself, I mean, there is a market. I mean, I live it every day, you know what I mean? So I guess what inspired me was just my life and my friend's life that I witnessed on a daily basis, you know? And like I said, I live it. So I knew there was a market for it. I know I'm not the only one.
But what was the sign that gave you that showed you that you could actually make a living selling clothes for that catered specifically for big men?
Well,
What was the writing on the wall, as it were?
Just through my research, I mean, everything is about finding a niche, right? Mm-hmm. So what better niche than, let's say, 80 to 90% of all males in America are overweight. Mm-hmm. And the trend now is a lot of people will have beards. And I mean, I've had a beard since I was in the ninth grade. So, basically, I just based it around me, and I felt like the market's there. I just saw it from that standpoint, and I knew that this would, I don't want to say, I knew this would interest people. That's the best way to put it. I knew this would be interesting to people. I knew it would open up kind of a new culture and bring it to the surface. Come on, I mean, look at, there's a lot of successful people like us, from hip hop to movie actors to we're everywhere. So why don't we have a line yet?
Exactly. Did you experience any backlash when starting this? Any negativity?
Absolutely not. And if I did, I mean, I'm just the type of person, I don't care what anybody thinks. I'm going to do what I need to do or do what I want to do. And if I get backlash from people, that means I'm doing something right. You get some DMs here and there talking mess, but nothing really publicly or anything like that.
What's the worst you've gotten?
Stop following me. I'm not fat and I don't have a beard. I can't wear this. It's for fat people only. Like I've gotten stuff like that, but I mean, if you click on their Instagram profiles, I mean, it doesn't bother you. Trust me. When you take a look at who they are.
All right. So what's oh goodness. Oh, well, I mean, you know, the one thing I kind of like about this whole idea is because when I go clothing shopping, it seems like in every department store, the men's section, with the exception of Macy's, maybe, they have it so out of the way. All the men's clothes are out of the way towards the back. They're barely lit. I mean, I'm surprised I don't have to go through a beaded curtain just to get to the clothes. Like, it's either clothes or shoes. Are you looking to expand into shoes?
No, I think I'm gonna keep it just apparel. The shoe game is just that's a barriers to entry that is tough, and that's just not something I'm willing to explore.
I need wide width. That's what I'm trying to say. I got wide boats. I can walk on water. I mean, my last name isn't even Christ. I mean, I just.
Well, I mean, that's relatable to clothes too, man. I mean, you go in those department stores, and I mean, you tell me, how hard is it to find a 2X, 3X, or a 4X? It's tough.
Yeah, it is. I mean, and it's like one salesperson is like, "Well, have you thought about losing weight?" I'm like, "Yeah, I've thought about it." It's like Jesus.
Yeah, but that's kind of what it's about. I mean, and that translates directly over to like to my other line, like my underwear line. We don't stop it like how most do at 1X. For Beards and Bellies and for Draws Branco, it goes up to 4XL. No. Some of the Beards and Bellies tees and tanks and sweatshirts I have will go up to 5, just depending. It's a little bit harder to find 5XL, but if I can find it, I'm definitely going to put it on there. But yeah, I'm accommodating everybody.
Right. Well, let's talk about draws. Is it going to be? I mean, okay. Let me rewind that a little bit. What's your inspiration? Who designs the clothes?
I do. I do. Yeah.
What's your inspiration? What influences your style?
You know, like. I don't know everything. Like I literally have a notepad on my phone. Mm-hmm. If I'm driving to work or if I'm just sitting down, and I can't just say one thing inspires me to design something. It's more like I get a thought and I put it in my notes. And then I don't know, whenever I get some free time, I go through it and whatever looks most important, I tackle that and I create it. I mean, a lot of things, I guess, inspire me. I mean, just the simple fact that I'm kind of creating the opportunity for myself to be self-sufficient. That's my biggest motivator. Right. And to teach my kids that you don't always have to get out of high school and go get a job. You can make money for yourself and do something for yourself. They can do anything they want. But for myself, I mean, I kind of found my knack in the T-shirt and design the underwear. So,
yeah. So did you have to go through a lot of research and development to like see what, especially with the underwear? Because you know, hey,
yeah,
shit bunches up, you know, ride, you know, the boxes ride up, you know, especially absolutely. When you're moving up, moving around, and you know,
absolutely. I mean, Beards and Bellies, it was fairly easy. I found t-shirts that I liked that felt good on me and I was able to design them and put the stuff together. But the underwear, Draws Branco, I mean, that is tough. I've been working on that for over 2 years. Mm. Just going through different samples, going through different designs, it's a cut and sew product, so it's completely custom. So it'll be different than anything on the market. But what I know is great about it is I didn't just go and make this. I spent hundreds, maybe over $1,000, like buying different brands of underwear, just trying to see what I like as a bigger person.
Right.
And having buying them from my friends, just seeing what they like and kind of putting all that stuff together just to create, I mean, in my mind, the perfect pair, most comfortable and paired with style. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And on top of that, I mean, it's for the culture draws. I really kind of look up to Damon John and that for us, by us mentality. Mm. And I mean, draws, I mean, we grew up with that. I mean, getting out the shower, your mom tells you, put some clean draws on, or it's just, the word itself is just part of us. And that's kind of why I believe in it so much, is because it's really for us, by us. This was something that we created and now I'm just setting it in stone. So people know it's ours.
Have you spoken to any ladies about, especially when it comes to the underwear, to like make sure that it's sexy to them?
My wife.
All right.
And my, yeah, I mean, if you on my Instagram, and we haven't even launched yet. I drop draws in August, and I'm approaching 7,000 followers already, and I've gotten a lot of feedback from men and women. So I'm pretty confident that it's gonna go well, and people are gonna like the product.
Right. Well, yeah. I mean, it's all about it's entrepreneurship that is the American way.
Yeah.
I mean, as a Proud Boy, you know, it's one of the tenets is to venerate the entrepreneur. So you are doing the Lord's work.
Yeah, I agree.
But okay, what else I got? What other brands are you working on?
Just these two at the moment. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty much all in on these two brands, and I'm spread pretty thin between the both of them. So. Very happy about Beards and Bellies doing very well just for opening in March.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't ask for a better launch, and very proud of that. And with the draws, I mean, like I said, I'm getting a lot of good feedback. I mean, from people from all walks of life. So very excited for that as well. So,
if people want to text in and text a question to Chris, please feel free and call, but text 347-927-6824. That's 347-927-6824. If you guys want to text in, we also have a chat room on Spreaker.com. If you're listening, you're probably already on the link. There's a chat room. Feel free and then use it. I will read your comments to Chris right now. So,
yeah, I'd love to answer some questions. That'd be great.
Yeah. So, like back to the whole body positivity. I mean, is there a space for guys like us to have fat acceptance?
To have fat acceptance?
Yeah.
Because
that's another thing, because it's body positivity, you know, it's also fat acceptance.
I mean, I don't mean to keep going back to the same thing, but right. You got to accept yourself before you expect anybody else to accept you. Right. You know what I mean? And I don't know if that's just the male mentality I have, but you can't rely on anybody else to make you happy, man. I mean, all this body positivity, be positive about yourself, show that you don't give a fuck about anybody, what they say, what they think, and that confidence that you project, that whole me being fat, me feeling this way, you're not even going to feel it anymore.
Right.
So.
Well, if I could play devil's advocate real quick.
Yeah.
What would you say to someone that would say you're trying to coddle an unhealthy body image? Like you're trying to coddle people who have unhealthy unhealthy lifestyle.
What I really say?
Yeah. Uncensored.
Mind your own business and move on. It ain't for you, obviously.
Right.
But I mean, to kind of get more in depth in that,
mm-hmm.
Some people, I mean, that's just what their life is, man. Some people they don't have the knowledge or the know-how to do right or to eat right or to do this. Not saying that that's why they're fat, but most people are fat because what they eat is McDonald's and all this crazy crap and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And some people just don't have the will, whether it stems from other things like depression or there could be so many factors going on. I mean, people don't know what people are going through. You know what I mean? So aside from that, keep it pushing. It's not for you if that's your take on it.
Mm-hmm. Was this idea of yours, was there any political motivation behind it? Or it was just...
Absolutely not.
I'm looking for clothes. I can't find clothes that I like to wear.
No, it was just more. It was something that I don't want to say necessarily that I thought of on my own, but it was something that was brought to my attention from a friend of mine. And mm-hmm. I just felt it would relate to a lot of people, including myself. And that's why it was put together. I just go back to culture. I mean, you just go back and it's something that everybody can relate to, or not everybody, but most people can relate to. And there's something, we need something for us. You know what I mean? So it's nice to be able to see a brand or an article of clothing that is made for you, you know? And that's not really present in our category. So I wanted to bring that to everybody.
Right. We actually got a text from number 1382. This person says, are your clothes sold only online or at stores like Big and Tall for men?
No, it's only online for now. So Beards and Bellies, beardsandbellies.com, Draws Branco, drawsbranco.com.
I was recently on Draws Branco. When is the official launch date?
Our goal date is August 15th.
August 15th. Yeah. Okay. Okay, so question about the fashion industry. How come it's taken this long for us to be represented? Like with style, like honestly with style, because you have Big and Tall shops, of course, but like with all due respect to them, I mean, unless you're getting like khakis or some slacks, like they make you look like an old man, like you're about to retire. It's not good for like to go out clubbing trying to pick up chicks.
Well, I think what it comes down to is the work that's involved to put something together. Mm-hmm. I mean, most people, like you with your podcast.
Right.
I mean, it takes work to come in here every week. I checked out YouTube. You have hundreds of podcasts on there.
Yep.
That's a lot of work. So I think what it is that people aren't willing to put in the time and the work. When they get an idea, it just sits in their head and they don't want to take any action. Mm-hmm. I had an idea. I took action. And I think that's what it comes down to. I don't want to say my idea or this brand is an anomaly or something that nobody could think of. I think it's very present in all of our lives. I'm sure somebody has had the idea, but they just didn't want to put in the work to bring it to life.
Right. I mean, like I said, I mean, their clothes, I mean, like, unless you're trying to get khakis and some socks. Yeah. Like, I wouldn't, like, the outfits they put out there, it's like.
It's definitely not stylish. It's definitely not, I guess what you can say, flattering for men. But, I mean, again, there's clothes out there. There's just nothing specifically for us. And don't get me wrong. I mean, this clothing brand was definitely developed for guys like me and mine. And but it's open to everybody. No discrimination here. If you got a beard, rock it. If you got a belly, rock it. If you like people with beards and bellies, rock it. You know what I mean? So I think it's a great brand, touches a lot of people, and it's for everyone.
So, okay. Goodness, did I burn through all my questions? Holy crap. All right. Again, opening it up to anybody else that wants to throw a question out there. Ooh.
Crickets.
Yeah, crickets. just what else? Did your wife have a hand in helping you design? Is this like a family affair?
Yeah, I mean, I get in here and I do everything, and she's the person I go to kind of finalize everything. When I have an idea or a design, I put it together, and I go to her and I say, hey, what do you think about this? Because ultimately, I don't care what any man says, you're dressing, you're trying to look good for women, for the opposite sex, whether you're trying to find a woman or not. I mean, you want to be attractive. So I always rely on her expertise in that department, and she's definitely a big help when it comes to both these brands.
Yes, venerate the housewife, ladies and gentlemen. Venerate the housewife. Okay, I already asked you if you have anything else on the bun. I begged you to make shoes.
I begged
you to make some shoes because, it's hard to for me to find shoes that you know, I don't play basketball, so I don't need to be getting $3,000 sneakers on my feet for no reason.
I mean, it'd be nice to make shoes, man, but that's I've looked into it. It's tough to get into that. Maybe after it's well established and we see a market for it, then we can take a look at that. But it's a tough game to get into.
Have you thought about like, I know the last question was if you were sold in stores, or you are there plans to get your clothing in the big and tall stores or any store actually?
Definitely always open to going into retail. It just has to be at the right time. Right. And it has to be on my terms. I mean, I want to establish myself. I want to make sure, that I have some type of leverage. I want to get to a position to where retailers want me into their store because it's going to bring them customers. I don't want to be in a retail store to make more money. If that makes, I mean, of course I want to make money on my clothing line, but I want them to want my stuff in their store. I'm not going to go out and look for it at this time and try to get my stuff in stores. I'm trying to make a bang and make some noise on my own first.
Have you thought about opening a boutique, like a brick and mortar, to support the .com? Or?
No, not at all. Just from my research, and I just believe that the smartest way to do it is online. Everybody's online, on your phone, computer. I mean, it's the easiest way to get any type of product nowadays. And putting up a store at this point in time, it's not even in my thoughts right now.
Oh, got a text message. In case you... Another one from 1382. Any plans on making clothing for women in the future?
Yeah, so maybe not for beards and bellies, but right. For draws, definitely. The goal for Draws Brand Co. is to be all inclusive, women, men, possibly children down the line, but anything undergarment. So we're talking about panties, bras, underwear for men, long underwear, socks, undershirts, leggings, everything that you can think of that would be an undergarment. Eventually, at some point, we're going to be into all that.
I can suggest some female models for the thongs.
There's a lot of them. There's a lot of them.
Yeah, I follow many of them on the Instagram.
I do too. I get in trouble for it, but I still follow.
Well, you know, you shouldn't, because you're a married man. Leave the oogling to the single guys. We have another question again from 1382. They're killing it. where are your clothes made and manufactured?
All Beards and Bellies is manufactured in the United States. And for Draws, some parts of the garment are manufactured here, and some are manufactured overseas.
I see. How come 100% of it is not made in the U.S.?
Just some, first of all, cost. Mm-hmm. And secondly, some of the fabrics that I use are either super expensive in the United States, or I just can't find them. Because of Draws, I mean, there's three different, we're launching with three different lines. Mm-hmm. There's going to be your basic cottons. Then you have your micro model, which is like a real, very, very soft material. And then we have a nylon, which is, I mean, it feels like silk. It's very, very nice to the touch. So because we're coming out with so many different fabrics, it's hard to find it all here. especially in the budget.
Okay, this might sound like a silly question, but have you thought about using hemp?
I have thought about that. And I don't know when, but it's definitely in the plans down the line. I just haven't done enough research on it on my own to be able to put it out now.
Right.
But I do see that coming.
Because I hear, especially if you want to use the whole going green angle, it holds its color for longer, yeah. And it's really durable.
No, it is. But I mean, you got to understand, even with hemp, it's going to be mixed with some type of fabric, you know, whether it's spandex or polyester or something that's going to give it that that stretch, you know. So you're still going to have, even though it might be a little bit, you can't say it's really much greener than cotton, you know, it's both from earth. It's just either hemp or it's cotton. But it definitely caters to a niche type of customer. So it's something that I'll be looking into soon.
Jeez. Okay, we got another text message, and you already answered this, but Draws Guy. You sound hot. Are you single? And that's from 4049. I'll give you their number. Well, if you're interested, I won't tell. I respect the bro code.
Well, no, I am married.
There you go. I was just waiting. I was waiting for someone to be retarded.
But you can follow me on Instagram. My personal is @A_C32. So you can follow me.
Slide into his DMs.
No, you ain't gotta do all that.
So, oh man, oh well, okay, we're back. Back. I was about to ask a question, and then that just threw me. oh wait, there you go. We got another one from a question from 6316. Again, this is a question I already asked, but do you have plans to franchise? Oh, no, I didn't answer that question. Do you have a plan to franchise out your brands?
No. I'm very, how can I say, I put in a lot of work on this, and I'm still in a stage where I just don't trust anybody else with it.
It's
your
baby.
And it's mine. And I mean, I want to share it with everybody, but it's something that I want to push myself for at this point. I mean, I don't really know too much about franchising clothing brands, but if that is a thing, then I don't know. Who knows in the future?
Mm-hmm. I guess that will come like when you start making your own stores or whatnot.
Yeah, I guess, I mean, if I were to go into like brick and mortar retail, then
yeah.
I guess that would be an option. But I mean, again, I mean, if banks are closing up on every corner, I mean, I just don't think that it's ideal right now to put out a clothing store that's specific to one type of client or customer. You know what I mean? So
I mean, like to perhaps, what would you say to a person that, like, let's say, like, you know, the brick and mortar clothing stores are essential for people that want to, what the hell is going on? What the fuck?
Hello?
Yeah. Sorry. What the hell was that? All right. Okay. That just started playing by itself. Like people that want to go to like brick and mortar stores to try on before they buy instead of waiting for it to come, you know, get delivered and then try it on only to find out it doesn't fit right.
Well, everybody is a different shape and size, mm-hmm. but for the most part, everything I make is true to size. Right. And there's extensive size charts on the website. And, if you're lazy, you'll buy the wrong size. If you want to really make sure it fits, you'll measure yourself and look at the size chart, and you'll make sure you get the exact size that you need.
Okay, we got another question from 4049. How much are your products? Any opening day deals we should look out for? And when will you launch?
Okay, so Beers and Bellies is already out. How much are the products? I mean, it just depends on what you buy. There's a lot of things on there. There's hoodies, there's crews, there's t-shirts, there's tank tops, there's hats, there's beanies. I mean, I guess range from $25 all the way up to $60, I guess. Draws launch in August. I couldn't understand the middle part. I think you said something about offering
opening day deals.
Oh yeah. So right now, if you go to drawsbrandco.com, you'll see a space to enter your email address. That is my day one's list. If you're rocking with me on day one, not only will you get a discount code when we launch, but you'll get early access to the website. We'll provide you with a special password so you can log into the website and you can make your purchases before everyone else. So, again, just go to drawsbrandco.com and to enter your email address. You'll receive an email from us, and just keep a lookout, and we'll be getting those codes out to you.
So
to answer them all?
Yep. Oh, next question from 6316. Thank you. You're saving my life right now. Okay. This is from 6316. Will you advertise on TV at some point?
Probably not. I mean,
yeah. I mean, TV's pretty much dead.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, that's just not where everybody's at nowadays. No. I know social media is really saturated, but that's where the advertisement's going to go. All sorts of social media, whether it be Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. I'm pretty much sticking to that for now.
Might I add it? Well, I don't know if they accept allowing advertising, but there's MeWe now. There's new ones because fewer people are using Facebook now. So there's MeWe, there's Minds.com, and there's Parlay that a lot of also Gab. Gab is another one that people are going towards.
Good to know. I haven't heard of those.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yes. Okay, we got ourselves another text. If I want to try your clothes, what is your return policy? Jesus.
For Beards and Bellies, I mean, I have pretty strict return policies on both of them. For Beards and Bellies, again, it's written on our website what the sizing is and how it fits. I have all the measurements on there. So unless your item's defective, there really shouldn't be a reason to return. We don't take back,
draws.
Regretful purchases, if you will. Mm. And with draws, I mean, this is underwear. If it's open, I mean, it is what it is, man. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You'll have to give that to a friend if you don't want them.
Yeah, you'll be getting back ones with brown streaks on it. Like, yeah, it doesn't fit right. Like,
I don't want to know what I get back.
Yeah.
So, those are final sale most of the time. I mean, unless, of course, it's defective. I mean, we'll definitely take responsibility for that. But, right. Yeah.
Well, are there any plans for like one of the new things now is custom fit, somebody will come over, but you know, a person will take their own measurements based on the instructions on the site, and they are their clothes are built custom to them.
No, I don't think I'm gonna get into that, but what I have been going back and forth with eventually withdrawals is just customization of the underwear. So maybe custom designs, custom logos around the waistband, things like that. Not necessarily into custom fits, but definitely, hopefully in the future, be able to customize some of the briefs.
Right. 6316. They ask, what will the average... What would the average turnaround time for bulk sales, like 50 to 100 units for each brand?
So let me understand. From retail, like if someone goes on my website and orders like 100 pairs or something like that?
I guess so.
Or are you talking about for wholesale? For retail, I mean...
I don't know. They didn't say that. Like,
what's the turnaround? Well, I'll answer both. So retail, someone to order that much, we definitely accommodate them, and they would be shipped out. Within, I believe, our policy is going to be within 48 to 72 hours, your order will be processed and shipped out. Depending on the shipping that you choose, that's when you receive the item. Wholesale, really not entertaining wholesale at the moment, given that we haven't even launched yet. But I've had a few wholesalers contact me, so we're trying to put that together now and figure out how we're going to handle that.
So, let's say there are retailers out there that want to carry your brand. How can they get into contact with you?
Well, they can definitely send us a message on Instagram at DrawsBrandCo, or you can also email info@DrawsBrandCo.com. And Drawls is DRAWLZ.
Mm-hmm. You hear that, Costco? I'm talking to you too, BJ's.
Costco, I don't know. This brand is a little different. This is not. I'll be real selective with who I let pick it up and who I work with when it comes to any retailers or anything like that.
Okay, so no Costco.
No Costco. Damn. Sorry, no Target. No Walmart.
No Target.
No.
Oh God, there's like two of them near me. I you know.
I'd rather be in a nice small boutique than a Walmart or a Target.
How would I look like going into a boutique?
I'm sorry?
How would I look like going into a boutique? I need some jobs.
Well, I mean, a boutique is not necessarily just for women. I mean, I guess the word might sound a little feminine, but
yeah.
I'm sure you go to a lot of boutiques and you don't even realize it. So.
Well, I guess if comic book shops are a boutique.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, in that case, strip clubs are a boutique to me. The booby boutique. So, I mean, okay. Well, I guess that's the only questions I have. Like what is the major takeaway you want people to get from Draws and Beards and Bellies?
You know, the major takeaway is if you want to do something, you can do it. Just put your mind to it and do it. I'm not going to try to sell you anything. I'm doing fine. If you like it, please visit and check us out. If not, it is what it is. But the biggest takeaway is that I'm a regular person. All I did was just take an idea and put it into action, and anybody can do that. So if you got an idea, act on it, and I hope you're successful.
Oh, what's 6316? This is the last question I'm going to take. Do any of your proceeds or revenue go towards supporting special interest groups?
Not at this time. Again, Draws hasn't even launched yet, and Beards and Bellies, I mean, launched in March, so very young companies. Eventually, we'll definitely be getting involved in different groups. But when it comes to that, too, I'm very selective. So I'll definitely have to do some vetting and figure out which groups that I want to support.
Okay, last question, because this just came in under the wire. Would you consider this a lifestyle brand?
I mean, absolutely. I mean, I don't want to keep banking on the names of the companies, but I mean, Beers and Belly speaks for itself. And Drawls, I mean, just that name alone has just been a part of our culture forever. And it's definitely a lifestyle brand. Not everybody will wear this. Not everybody will be interested in this. But people that are of the culture, I mean, this is for them.
All righty. I'd like to thank you for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
Anthony Christopher, founder and CEO of beardsandbellies.com. Beards is B-E-A-R-D-S, the letter N, B-E-L-L-Y-S.com. Beardsandbellies.com. And also Draws. What's the web address for Draws?
Drawls Brand Co. So it's DRAWLZBRANDCO, DrawlsBrandCo.com.
And what's your Instagram again?
Instagram is the same, Beards and Bellies, Drawls Brand Co. And if you guys want to follow me personally, my personal Instagram is A_C32.
Cool. Thank you very much. Before we end the show, I'm going to play this song by Someday Static. The song's called I Would, and we'll be back to end it. This is the Crotch Out Radio Show, kicking the issues directly in the balls. was Someday Static with their song I Would on the Crotch Shot Radio Show. Again, big shout out to Anthony Christopher of beardsandbellies.com. Definitely check out his store, support him, because he, you know, look, especially it's hard for me to fucking find clothes, so definitely will be checking out his stuff. And yeah, man, like to thank everyone for listening. All the new listeners, please come back next week. Same crotch time, same crotch schedule. That's 8:30 Eastern. I'm not gonna break down all the time zones. Just 8:30 Eastern. Do the math. Every Wednesday. And come back next week. We'll have a fantabulous show planned. Probably got another special guest coming on. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Anyways, this has been the Crotch Out Radio Show. And as always, from my house to your house, mahalo.
That's the end of my show. Donk.
Help the Crotch Out Radio Show grow and thrive by doing something you already do. Shop on Amazon. Amazon always has great deals for whatever you are looking for. From survivalists and riot gear to Beanie Babies. Next time you're going to shop at Amazon, use my link. The prices stay the same, but I get credit for the sale. Just go to tinyurl.com/LouisB and just shop normally, knowing that you're helping support the Crotch Out Radio Show. That's tinyurl.com/LouisB.